Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, my dear brothers and sisters in Islam. I was talking to one sister, she met me, and she has many inquiries about many topics. But without feeling, she go from one topic to another and we never finish any topic. You have another sister, in the middle of the topic, she go too much detail to the point we forget the topic. And we have another person or another people go to too much talking to the point you find that talking is all mentally, no heart. What it meaning? When you study the whole Islam, the whole Quran about the heart. The heart is not the brain. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إنها لا تعمل عيون. The eyes is not the blind. إنما تعمل قلوب. The heart is the blind. Imagine Allah said, is not the eye can see, is the heart. What it mean? This has a lot of depth. If you see something, but your heart not connected to Allah, your nafs, your arrogance, your stubbornness, your shayateen manipulate you and make you comprehend it certain way. But if your heart connecting to Allah, you have a company of angels, now what will happen? Allah will guide you. And now when your heart connected and the eye see, now Allah give you comprehending. Now Allah give you understanding. Now Allah will guide you. Now Allah give you light. Now Allah give you wisdom. You see who will give you? Allah. But if you're so stupid, arrogant, everything mental, mental, mental. What it meaning? You denying Allah guidance. It's almost like said, Allah, I don't need you. I know it all. And this sometime actually, we start talking about future. If I do this, this is what happened. Why I do this? If I do this, this is arrogant. Because future in the hand of Allah. By this way, let me summarize something extremely important. If the heart connected to Allah, and you have ikhlas, dhikrullah, you try to be for Allah, what will happen? You will question everything. Whatever happening, whatever you see, you will question. Question with what? Question to Allah. Allah, what it mean? Oh Allah, give me guidance, Ya Allah. Where I can find this? How this can be to me? By this way, you always return it to Allah first. We talk about it in the past. What about if I'm so stupid, arrogant, everything go mental first? I will never return it to Allah. I already make decision. Even if Allah send me message, even if Allah guide me, I will not receive it. And yawm al-qiyamah, Allah will tell me. I give you many guidance and you refuse. Or some people emotion freak. When they see things and things happen, they allow the emotion to take over. This is extremely wrong. This is extremely wrong. This is a topic of humble and humility. You find it in Quran, you find it all over. What happened to Musa alayhi salam when he met somebody from Bani Israel, he tell him, who is the most knowledgeable man on earth? He said, me. He assumed. He used his mind. Why Allah give me the story? Why many people do not even see? What about the people of Salih? Ya Saleh, if you claim you are a messenger, okay, you see this rock? We want a camel, and we want a female camel, and we want the camel to have a baby. Again, what has he did? Mental. And when you look in the Quran in details, and the story of the Quran, which I tell you to listen to it, you find all the people who argue with messenger prophet, they never gain guidance. Even with the sign in the front of them, they never see it. Because they use what? Brain. What about the people in the time of Isa? Yeah, Isa, if you claim you are a messenger, okay, or a prophet, we want a table coming from the sky. We want it to come from the sky and it has food and we want to eat and we bear witness about it. What happened? He said, fear Allah, don't do that. What Allah said? He said, I will send you a table and you will see it and you will eat from it. And whoever disbelieve after that, I will never forgive them and I will torture them like I never torture anyone. By this way, when we get a sign, when we get a message, be careful. Be super careful, don't do this. Meaning, don't do everything mentally. I see people today, even with Quran and Hadith and the message, everything become mental. We do not know what's going on. We do not know tomorrow. How many times every day you wake up, something happened? What it meaning something happened? Something unexpected. What meaning something unexpected? We do not know. If Allah allow me to see this daily, what is the message for me? You do not know nothing. How come 5 minutes I argue about this and this and this and this and this and no any rest? If the brain has no rest, meaning the heart is not calm, the heart not united to Allah. When the heart united to Allah, the mind is relaxed. Something happened, alhamdulillah. It didn't happen, alhamdulillah. By this way, the first message, please, learn to do dhikrullah and return every issue to Allah first. Now let's come to practical, to mini topic, the sister open. What about names? The name is very important. And the name is a part of the niyyah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, the name is part of your niyyah. What it meaning? To encourage the parents to give good name to the child. But can I give you a name and that's it? Or I give you a name with the right upbringing to help you to live this name? Extremely important. Why? Because Allah will call you by your name in Yawm al-Qiyamah. Do you want me to Allah call you, you know, belly dancer or Susu and Shushu? You see? Believe me, a lot of Arabic people, you find the person named Susu, Shushu, Tutu, whatever. And now you have Sisi. You see? What it means is no meaning. Something is wrong. Something is wrong. Okay? By this way, we have to give name to live it. What about if I have a name or my parents do not know better and they give me name? It has no meaning really. I have to immediately, once I receive the knowledge, to make name or to give myself name or ask somebody to give me a name has a meaning. To I can live it and Allah call me with it Yawm al-Qiyamah. Now the sister asked me, I have a brother, and the brother have a certain family situation with his wife, with his kids, with this, with that. What to do? I used to be good, but this happened and this happened and this happened again. The sister is very good. She has a good heart. She do a lot of good deed. But what happened if the good deed does not have contain the right intention with the right message? Even good deed can be a feeling. Today, when people do good deed, I feel like I want to do this. I like to do this. You have another people, it's all mental. Why I do it? If I do it, this will happen. Ya Allah. Wasawis even before anything happened. To the point, they will block the goodness from Allah to them. Some people abuse it and get lost. And some people block the good deed coming to them by their own arrogance. Because they're assuming the future. And they're assuming what will happen if this happened and this. Ya Allah. I just said it. Every day we wake up, we scroll news. What is the news? Future. Something will happen. Do we know tomorrow we wake up, what will happen if we wake up? But if you ask me, our iman is so weak to the point, either we are emotion freak or mental freak. And this is wrong, and this wrong. Now let's go back now. About good deed. Be careful about your niyyah. Questioning your niyyah every time you plan to do good deed. Questioning your niyyah before you go do good deed. And when you do good deed, you have to have, at least you have to focus in niyyah, and you have to focus in what your goal with these people. Is this goal to make them nice? To be nice to them? No. Our goal should be how I make you close to Allah. How I help you to be in the road of guidance. Just yesterday, I passed to people the last verse of chapter Al-Kahf. Now go up. Go like 12 verses up. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of disbelief or non-believer, who even do good deed, he said, you coming in Yawm Al-Qiyamah and you will find their good deed is what? Haba'an Manthura. Just dust. Finished. Allah will let accept it. If you read this, why Allah make me as a Muslim read this? To warn me. It's a warning. Warning about every good deed. If it's purely to Allah, Allah accept. If it's not purely to Allah, Allah will not accept. Number one, Allah will not accept from you. Allah will not put barakah in it for you. Now you're going. What the value? What the value? Are you trying to please yourself or for sabilillah? Are you trying to be good to people, to be good for dunya or good for akhirah? By this way, what happened if I am not in focus? Now, another point very extremely important. Today when we talk, or even when we go to lecture, knowledge, talking, what is the goal? What is the purpose? What we want? What we want from it? By this way, please, my dear brother and sister Islam, learn to focus. You know where it's coming from? Go back again to the niyyah. If your niyyah intact, if your iman is alive, you will be focused. You will focus about your name. You will focus about your journey. You will focus about your life. You will focus about your legacy. And now, what is your legacy between you and your parents? What is your legacy between you and your friend and family? What is the value of any good deed? If the roots of this good deed is not the right intention, what the value? You see, this iman now, I can do good deed, but who can put the barakah of my good deed? Who can put the barakah in my word? Who can put barakah in my money and my time? What is meaning barakah? Allah will accept. What meaning Allah accept? It make you benefit from a dunya and akhirah. But if I make you now have a doctorate degree and master's degree and you become successful and you have kids and the money. But where's Allah? Can I go to Allah and said, I help people to be good, to be good, to be good, to be good? What is be good? What's the word good? How many times Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talk about success and happiness? Who's the successful one? The one please Allah. Who's the successful one? The one go to Jannah. Who's the successful one? The one Allah save him from Jahannam, take him to Jannah. Who's the happy one? The one who go to Jannah. Who's the happy one? The one belong to Allah. Who's the happy one? The one Allah love him. By this way, it doesn't contain what we're talking about. How many successful people in dunya, but they are atheists? Or they not belong to Allah? What it will do? What is the degree will do? I bear witness to Allah, I meet a person, Arabic person, in the middle of Ramadan. He tell me he has 9 doctor degree. 9. And his name Abdullah. And he's going for the 10th. And he was a dean of university. And he tell me I'm atheist. And I do not believe in Allah. And his name Abdullah. And originally a Muslim. What's the value of all the knowledge when it become arrogant? What happened to Shaitan? He has the knowledge. By the way, if the knowledge and activity doesn't have purity and ikhlas to Allah, what it will do to you? It makes you like yourself and you become arrogant. And you will not feel it. Or you like it. And what happened? If you're really alert, you will not have fruit of your action. Meaning your action, what is the fruit of your action makes the people close to Allah. And you can feel it inside of you. It makes you closer to Allah. It makes you thank Allah. And now Allah will put barakah in you. Allah will put barakah in your life, in your money. And the most of all, Allah will put barakah in your death and life after death. And Yawm al-Qiyamah, and Allah give you a legacy in this life and hereafter. Now we're talking. If this is the case, now how I talk, how I listen, what I'm talking about, what I'm listening for, and I should be focused one topic at a time, and not go from one place to another, one place to another. How I do that? I will give you the cure of all this. I said it a long time ago, but people do not get it. Dhikrullah. And don't think. Dhikrullah and don't think. Because I promise you, tell me about one thing you think about. It become a future and a future in the hand of Allah. How you know? How you know? How you know? Only Allah know and we do not know. How many times Allah repeat this verse? And Allah know and you do not know. And Allah know and you do not know. What happened if I'm acting up like I know? Now I said, Allah, I know, I do not need you. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This why I see people, they never go forward. They never go forward, stuck. Why? The cyclone of the shayateen. I don't call it the cycle. No, you can be intelligent and you're stupid. Allah give you intelligence, but instead of using it for Allah and connected to Allah, you connected to Shaitan. And Shaitan, time is gone. What you gain? And a moment with Allah is more than all of the above. I hope my word containing some wisdom and nur and qabool from Allah and make it beneficial to me and for you. By this way, please, my dear brother and sister Islam, wallahi, I swear by Allah, learn it, that you will see wonder. Dhikrullah, set intention, purify the intention, beg Allah to give you pure intention and do your effort and don't think. Because this journey is unseen. I can keep going good deed and nobody see it. But one person tell me something. The pillar of accepted good deed. The pillar of accepted good deed is 3. The pillar of accepted good deed is 3. And he said the majority of people do 1 and 2 and never do the 3. And the 3 is the spinal cord of the good deed. Don't ever forget it. This person told me that almost like 35, 40 years ago. I never forget. Number one, dua. And set intention. Dua and set intention. Number two, purify your intention and do the action. Purify the intention and do the action. What is number three? Put your nose down. Beg Allah to accept and put barakah and qabool. And the sheikh tell me, and he start crying, he said 99% of the people never do that. Because shaitan make you say, oh, I did it, okay? You did it? What the big deal? It's almost like, Allah, I did it. I don't need you. Astaghfirullah al-Azim. But what Allah want? He wants you to be, even after all the good deed, to be poor. Because your ability, your guidance, your money, everything, who give it to you? Okay, what is the most important part? How I can reach your heart? Only one can do it. Allah. And this is a musibah. When we do good deed and we forget, oh Allah, please accept Ya Allah. Put barakah in it, Ya Allah. That's why the real doer, he do it ala wara'. What is wara? Afraid Allah accept and return all the action to Allah. I have no ability. I have no means. My ability from Allah, my disability from Allah, my strength from Allah, my weakness from Allah, my strength from Allah, everything from Allah. Forgive me. My disability and my weakness from my nafs and shaitan. And the only way to conquer that from Allah. Be careful, doing good deed is easy. Having accepted blessed good deed is very difficult. It has to meet the criterion. And this is very difficult. Why? Because the nafs take over. Do you know how the Ottoman Empire fell down? The Ottoman Empire started falling down when the Turks, the people from Turkey, okay, they start hearing complaints from different Muslim nations in this different area. Is you want leader not from Turkey, is you want leader among them. Turkish people okay, said okay. The Ottoman people said okay. They train people from their own people, okay, from Arabic country, and make them a leader. Wonder what happened now? This leader started getting jealous. He won the power. You see, how come they are my leader? I won't be a leader. And this is the beginning of the big musibah. They look to the different opinion in fiqh, and they say, okay, Ottoman Empire, for example, the Mufti said, do this. No, I don't like it. He get his shiuch and start argue, and now they give themselves the right to split from the Ottoman Empire. And little by little, the split start happening. And they use the fiqh as an umbrella and excuse. But the main thing is what? Nafs. Nafs. My dear brother and sister in Islam, it's easy to do good deed, but it's very difficult to go do good deed, accept it and bless from Allah. The another thing the companion used to say, radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they said doing good deed is easy. Save it and guard it until we meet Allah is difficult. May Allah allow us to be among those, insha'Allah. May Allah put barakah and nur and qabool in everything we say and we do. Please, my dear brother and sister in Islam, niyyah, ikhlas and niyyah is more important than anything else. May Allah give it to us, insha'Allah.